Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 9th of February 2026. Let's talk today about a major thing. It's a huge thing in your development of, well, both you personally and also the business. And that subject is moving from being a tech to being a leader. So maybe you and I have spoken one-on-one, maybe we've just had a chat in the Facebook group or something, but it's likely to me that your journey from, you know, going from working for other people or whatever you did at the beginning of your career to running your own MSP, it probably follows a certain pattern. And I've seen this pattern a lot over the last 9-10 years or so. So the pattern is normally that you work for someone else and then you have this desire, Michael Gerber talks about it in his book, The E-Myth Revisited. He calls it the entrepreneurial seizure, where it suddenly occurs to you that you should work for yourself, you should do your own thing. And once that's in your head, it's very hard not to act on that. I had that back in like 2003, 2004, and started my first business in 2005. So you probably did a very similar thing, where you had the entrepreneurial seizure, you started the business, and the reason you started the business was because you wanted control over what work you did, how that work was done, and who that work was done for. So that's why we initially start the business. We're looking for control. But then what starts to happen over time is that control evolves, or that desire for control evolves into a desire for freedom. And the desire for freedom is where we get busier, we make less money as we bring on board staff, and we're looking for a freedom within our life. We basically want enough cash and time to live the lifestyle that we most want to live. So most people start for control, but they end up, and today you're probably running your MSP for business. For freedom. So the reason I'm talking about all of this is because one of the ways to achieve freedom is to design the business. In fact, never mind one of the ways, perhaps the only way to run your MSP and to grow it in the future is to design the business so it thrives regardless of whether you personally are there or not. So if you have to be there every day, or if you can't take a week off without taking your laptop with you, sadly, and this is not meant offensively in any way, it's just a reality check, it is not a business if the business can't operate without you. It is simply a job. It's a job that's either well paid or not well paid, depending on how much cash you take out of that. So as I say, please don't be offended by that if that's you. I just want you and me to be in the same place of understanding where your business needs to be for it to be a proper business. A proper business thrives when you're away. It's so systemized, and not just the tech, but it's so systemized in terms of the marketing, the sales, everything, the admin, everything is so systemized and everyone knows what they're doing. And it's so calm that you can take 2 or 3 weeks off as a vacation, as a holiday, and it's not an issue at all. In fact, if anything, the staff are quite pleased that you're not around. And that sounds like hell to some people, but you know, that's where I'm at with my business right now and have been before with my previous business. And it's actually a great place to be. The reason it's a great place to be is it allows you to move from being the person doing the work to being the leader of the business. And that's the theme of this today, talking about moving you from being a tech to a leader. Because I know that when you started your business, and indeed for many, many years, and this may be still the case today, you are the senior tech font of all knowledge within the business. You're probably third line. You probably are. There is no other third line except you, maybe. But you probably are the person that everyone else goes to. And even though they're doing courses and accreditations, you've just got that ability to figure things out in tech. Am I right? Is that you? And it's a great thing to do, isn't it? It makes you feel very proud. It makes you feel like you're wanted. It's a wonderful place to be. However, it is almost impossible to grow a business past a certain stage. Every business gets stuck when the owner is still caught up doing things within the business. And outside of the tech world, that, you know, if you were a veterinarian and you're still injecting dogs, I don't really know what veterinarians do, but you get the idea. If you've got to do hours each day where you're doing surgery or you're injecting the dog, that stops you from growing the business. It's exactly the same if you're a dentist. If you're spending all your time drilling teeth, and I know that's how dentists make their money, but you know, good dentist leaders drill fewer teeth. They spend more time standing back, looking at the business and improving the business. And it's no different for you. So it's just probably worth thinking over the next few days, how much of your time is spent on tech? And how much of your time is spent on tech that A, you want to do versus B, that you need to do? Because you probably want to, I don't know, get involved in big projects or big migrations or get involved in strategic planning for your clients. Maybe you want to do those things, but that's the whole point. You get to a position where you're the leader of the business and you get to do just the tech that you want to do. But there's no tech that you need to do. You don't need to man the help desk. You don't need to account manage the clients if you don't enjoy doing that. You don't need to do first level, second level, third level. What if you never had to do a password reset ever again in your life? I mean, how amazing would that be, right? It's a completely different way of running the business. And when you get to that position where you're doing stuff because you want to do it in the business rather than because you need to do it, it's a step, it's a big step towards the path from transforming yourself from being a tech into being a leader. And whatever it is that you want to achieve from the business and the freedom that you most want to get out of the business, that can only come from being a leader. And I know you didn't get into this to be a leader. You didn't get into this to do finances and marketing and have to deal with staff. But the reality is, unless you want to be a very, very small business where it is just you and a technician and you're just kind of doing stuff for people each day, and there's nothing wrong with that. That, you know, I can see a certain romantic notion of doing that because it's just enjoying looking after people and helping people. And I get that. And there are days that I wake up and I take our business, we've got 14 of us now. And I think, I remember when it was just me and Ben and it was a lot more fun then. But actually, there was no business. That business couldn't thrive without me being there because, I was doing a bunch of stuff and Ben was doing a bunch of stuff and that was it. Whereas today I could have an emergency. Well, I did. I had a few days off ill right at the beginning of the year, completely spontaneous, and it had no impact on the business whatsoever. Zero impact. No one would have noticed, which is exactly where you want to be. So I've taken a little bit longer in this Monday motivation to talk about this, but it's such an important thing. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve with your business, and it's probably freedom to have the cash and the time to do the things you want to do with your life with the people you want to do them with, which is your other half, your family, your friends. Then for that, you need a business that thrives without you. And for that, you need to be a leader and not a tech. And I know that may make you sad, but that's the reality of growing a business like that. Now, if you want to discuss that with me, we can talk about it on email. Just drop me an email, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Or, of course, you can talk about it in the Members Only Facebook group. And also, if you wanted to talk to me just on a Zoom call, I do a drop-in marketing clinic. I do them most Tuesdays and Thursdays. This week, it's just tomorrow. And you can see the time of when that's going to happen in your time zone. If you go into the portal and go to the support section, and you'll see their drop-in marketing clinic. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.